Sunday, early evening, and it's that time of day again and that day of the week again to use the La Pavoni and to use the Made by Nock tamper, and also to introduce a totally new bean and roast to not only the La Pavoni, but the tamper as well. And you know by now how much I like holding that tamper, so I'm really looking forward to that. And the bean that we're trying this afternoon, early evening, is from Brazil, the Ipanema Co-op Mundo Novo Acaia Icatu. It's from a co-op, it's from Brazil, and it's roasted in Vienna by CGP. That particular bean looks nice to me. I've just opened the bag and I've put some out on a white kitchen roll square, and I'm looking at those beans carefully. Some of them had a bit of sweat on them. Maybe the roaster just packaged and sealed that particular bag a bit too soon, but not too many had a bit of sweat, actually only really a handful of them. So I'm being extremely picky by looking at them, but they look very nice. Again, they've got this matte finish on them. There's no oils at all on the outside. There was just a bit of sweat. And I've learned from the last week when I used my La Pavoni not to put too much dosage into her. So I'm here measuring 13 grams this time for a double basket and not 16. I think it's going to be just right because last week it was very concentrated. So I'm measuring here, weighing my beans into a little double-walled espresso glass, which is sitting on my little scales. And we're at 9.6 grams. We're coming up to 13. We're at 12.3. And we're at 13 exactly, which I'm going to grind now. Just a touch finer than I ground my beans during the week for Sylvia. And then I'm going to pull a shot. So my coffee is ground, is put in the basket, is tamped, is locked into La Pavoni. And I've pulled the lever up to insert the water into the brew head. I've waited 6 seconds, and I'm now starting to push down. Ah, and then a little bit coming. Makes a beautiful noise. And it runs very symmetrically out of the double-spouted La Pavoni portafilter. And I'm almost down, not quite. A lovely Guinness effect on this bean. Ah, and I'm all the way down. It's such a nice, satisfying feeling to just use that lever and do it all by hand.